Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Proverbs starting in chapter 26 and ending at the end of chapter 27. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Proverbs, chapter 26. Honor is no more associated with fools than snow with summer or rain with harvest. Like a fluttering sparrow or a darting swallow, an undeserved curse will not land on its intended victim. Guide a horse with a whip, a donkey with a bridle, and a fool with a rod to his back. Don't answer the foolish arguments of fools, or you will become as foolish as they are. Be sure to answer the foolish arguments of fools, or they will become wise in their own estimation. Trusting a fool to convey a message is like cutting off one's feet or drinking poison. A proverb in the mouth of a fool is as useless as a paralyzed leg. Honoring a fool is as foolish as tying a stone to a slingshot. A proverb in the mouth of a fool is like a thorny branch brandished by a drunk. An employer who hires a fool or a bystander is like an archer who shoots at random. As a dog returns to its vomit, so a fool repeats his foolishness. There is more hope for fools than for people who think they are wise. The lazy person claims, "There's a lion on the road." "Yes, I'm sure there's a lion out there." As a door swings back and forth on its hinges, so the lazy person turns over in bed. Lazy people take food in their hand but don't even lift it to their mouth. Lazy people consider themselves smarter than seven wise counselors. Interfering in someone else's argument is as foolish as yanking a dog's ears. Just as damaging as a madman shooting a deadly weapon is someone who lies to a friend and then says, "I was only joking." Fire goes out without wood, and quarrels disappear when gossip stops. A quarrelsome person starts fights as easily as hot embers light charcoal or fire lights wood. Rumors are dainty morsels that sink deep into one's heart. Smooth words may hide a wicked heart, just as a pretty glaze covers a clay pot. People may cover their hatred with pleasant words, but they're deceiving you. They pretend to be kind, but don't believe them. Their hearts are full of many evils. While their hatred may be concealed by trickery, their wrongdoing will be exposed in public. If you set a trap for others, you will get caught in it yourself. If you roll a boulder down on others, it will crush you instead. A lying tongue hates its victims, and flattering words cause ruin. Proverbs chapter 27. Don't brag about tomorrow, since you don't know what the day will bring. Let someone else praise you, not your own mouth, a stranger, not your own lips. A stone is heavy and sand is weighty, but the resentment caused by a fool is even heavier. Anger is cruel, and wrath is like a flood, but jealousy is even more dangerous. An open rebuke is better than hidden love. Wounds from a sincere friend are better than many kisses from an enemy. A person who is full refuses honey, but even bitter food tastes sweet to the hungry. A person who strays from home is like a bird that strays from its nest. The heartfelt counsel of a friend is as sweet as perfume and incense. Never abandon a friend, either yours or your father's. When disaster strikes, you won't have to ask your brother for assistance. It's better to go to a neighbor than to a brother who lives far away. Be wise, my child, and make my heart glad. Then I will be able to answer my critics. A prudent person foresees danger and takes precautions. The simpleton goes blindly on and suffers the consequences. Get security from someone who guarantees a stranger's debt. Get a deposit if he does it for foreigners. A loud and cheerful greeting early in the morning will be taken as a curse. A quarrelsome wife is as annoying as constant dripping on a rainy day. Stopping her complaints is like trying to stop the wind or trying to hold something with greased hands. As iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. As workers who tend a fig tree are allowed to eat the fruit, so workers who protect their employers' interests will be rewarded. As a face is reflected in water, so the heart reflects the real person. Just as death and destruction are never satisfied, so human desire is never satisfied. Fire tests the purity of silver and gold, but a person is tested by being praised. You cannot separate fools from their foolishness, even though you grind them like grain with mortar and pestle. Know the state of your flocks, and put your heart into caring for your herds, for riches don't last forever, and the crown might not be passed to the next generation. After the hay is harvested and the new crop appears and the mountain grasses are gathered in, Your sheep will provide wool for clothing, and your goats will provide the price of a field. And you will have enough goat's milk for yourself, your family, and your servant girls." Once again, that was Proverbs chapter 26 and 27 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. This chapter puts a lot of subjects together: fools, lazy people, arguing, and words. Wise people never think they have enough wisdom. They always want more, pursue more, and ask questions to seek more truth and understanding. Does this describe your life? In chapter 27 verse 4, says not to answer the fool, or you will become as foolish as they are. But in chapter 27 verse 5 says to answer the fools so that they do not become wise in their own eyes. The editors of the book intentionally put these two proverbs together. Both proverbs are true, both are important. To know which one to do requires wisdom. Are you discerning with your advice? In chapter 27 verses 5 through 6 talk about trusting wounds from a friend. Not only do we have to be willing to hear hard truth from godly friends, we actually have to empower them to tell us what we don't want to hear. We need encouragement, but we also need people who can speak the truth in love. Who are those people in your life? If you don't have them, how can you start finding them? Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. The chapter ends with a huge proverb, almost poem, about planning ahead. We need to be prepared as if disaster is coming. Some Christians think that loving and trusting God means we shouldn't plan or save ahead. That is not true, nor is it wise. When God gives us more than we need, we are not supposed to spend more on ourselves, quote, trusting, end quote, and God to provide. That is just greed. We are supposed to take that excess and bless others. We also need to save. That still means God is our security, because He provided the savings. So often the disasters in life take us totally by surprise. If we plan ahead, we will be much more prepared and able to help others in the storm. Are you prepared for the future? How are you handling the surplus that God has provided to you? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.